Hello and welcome to Nintendo Pals Podcast, the daily dive into all things Nintendo and friendship. Tonight, we are answering your community-submitted questions. And Micah, you ready to jump on in to this episode?
Yep.
Greetings, fellow Nintendo Pals. My name is Andros, and I'm one of the hosts of the Nintendo Pals podcast. Welcome. We are excited to dive in to your community-submitted questions. But before we do, Micah, I gotta ask, how the heck are you, man?
Doing pretty good.
It's good, good to see you here this evening.
Good to be here.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing here. I'm just trying
good
to
see you.
Just trying to break the ice. You know what I mean? That ice needs breaking. But enough small talk. Let's get into these questions. Ask the first question, Micah. What do we got?
Asked by Ploxto, the Magnificent King. What's the best game that came out in the second quarter of 1987? Wait a second. Second quarter of 1987?
Uh-oh. You don't have an answer to this.
Oh, but I do.
I don't. Dying here on the side, coughing. Games that came out second quarter. Ooh. When does second quarter start and end?
That's what I'm looking up. April, May, and June.
April, May, and June, the second quarter?
Yes.
Ooh, we're close. Close to where
I know which one.
I think I'll go with Castlevania.
Yep.
The birth of the legendary Castlevania series.
I almost went with Burger Time, but decided Castlevania has to be the one. And also, shout out for last quarter, since I wasn't here last week, Trojan, definitely the best of the first quarter.
We didn't answer this question last week. In fact, we didn't even do Community Corner last week. Without you, it crumbled. What do we do? We didn't even know what to do. That's what we did trivia instead. Where, by the way, I didn't even get to talk to you about this. I absolutely decimated your score in trivia. What? How did you only get two? I don't understand.
Oh, I forgot a couple. I got like four, but at the time there were only like 11 questions. So.
I got like four. I got like 14 or something like that. I got a majority of the questions. I just think that this proves that I'm more qualified to host this show than you are.
Sounds like you're just a big nerd.
Can I shout out Track and Field, which was a game where you had like an actual...
Had the pad?
Pad, yeah.
Oh my goodness. I'd forgotten about that game.
Early, early era. This paves the way for DDR on home consoles. And yeah, I love it. I loved it. Love to see it. Thanks for the question, Ploxo. Ploxto? Ploxto.
Yeah, Ploxto.
Appreciate you being consistent asking that question every week. Not the same question, but each quarter. But Ploxto has another question, Micah. Outside the usual. This is, if you could add one character from another Nintendo franchise in Mario Wonder, who would it be and why? Oh, from another Nintendo franchise. I was just thinking, like, within Mario. Who would you add?
Definitely Olimar. And Pikmin.
Any reasoning for that?
Because I think it would be awesome.
Yeah, I don't want to add some like crazy weird character here, like that wouldn't make sense in Mario Wonder. Like, wouldn't want to add Samus, you know, because I just feel like that would change the game too drastically. But I think Olimar and Pikmin's a good pick. Schlimtor says Pit from Kid Icarus in the chat. I feel like that would change the game up quite a bit, because I mean he's got weapons and stuff, but I guess he is originally from a Mario-esque platformer. I would add Plock.
Boo.
let's put my boy in Plock. Besides that, maybe. When I first saw this question, I thought it was within the Mario universe, so I was going to ask for Wario and Waluigi, who have never been in a like Mario 2D platformer besides as villains for Wario in like the Land series. And then Super Mario Land became Wario Land. So it's like, let's bring him back. Bring him back. Let's bring back Wario and bring in Waluigi, who has never been in one of these types of games. I think it'd be fun. I like this suggestion by Schlimtor, and that's Donkey Kong. That fits. That fits incredibly well.
Although maybe it should be Diddy Kong, because I feel like Donkey Kong's maybe too big. I feel like to make him the same size as like a small Mario would look weird.
Yeah. I don't know. I think they could do it. I think they could do it. That's me. Great ideas. I think this would be fun. Let's add more characters to the roster. Let's make 2D Mario just a Smash Bros. of 2D platformers. Next question.
By Maddie Beth, Queen of Chat Rule. If Plock were in Smash, what would his moveset be?
I like this question a lot. First off, Micah, happy Plocktober to you. The Plocktober festivities continue. I love my Plock t-shirt, which is available for a limited time on our merch store. A link to that will be in the description.
And I love that I managed to beat Plock, and I never have to play it ever again.
Until we speedrun race it.
Yeah, right.
You want to race?
There's no way you want to speedrun race. You haven't even beaten it yet.
Yeah, that would be fun. Let's do it.
Plus, I should have saved the time a recording of the first time I beat it, because that was the best game I've ever played.
Yeah. I believe you. I believe you. Even though you tried to lie by using save states.
I didn't try and lie. I just thought that was a funny prank, and then you told everyone I did it. I beat the game. That's why I sent it to you alone first.
I get it now. I'll let him think. Well, I didn't know that. I just
thought, then I'll tell him it was a joke.
Wow, he did it, and then he's like, "I have a confession." Is this what happens for other people that like cheat in the speedrunning community? They were like, "Shoot, I didn't." I mean, that wasn't supposed to be public. I cheated.
Yeah, that was for fun.
Yeah. That's something that they'll definitely try. someone will definitely try. Oh, yeah. That was just a video I sent to my friend. I didn't mean to upload that to speedrun.com. It just somehow ended up here.
Yeah, I accidentally filled out all of the speedrun.com stuff and then put in that video. I thought I was texting a friend.
So let's go here with Plock were in Smash, what would his moveset be? I think basic A attack.
Gotta be throwing the limbs, right?
Gotta be throwing the limbs. And I think that would be what would make his character really unique, is that it would basically just have the exact physics from the game, where it's like, you can throw it, but it will come back slow if it misses. So you can kind of like aim it and get
throw
it to
them
come
all.
Back
you
to
don't
you.
Have legs.
Yeah.
And you suffer.
Yes. Yeah, you lose the movement. I like that for his base. But then we got to talk about his special. Like, what is he going to do for all of his, like, B moves?
I think you got to take, like, four different of the present box abilities that you get and use those somehow in the B. Or not necessarily four. I guess it could be five with, like, the basic B and then the four directions.
Yeah.
Maybe it's kind of like a hero, and you just get like, because he gets that like menu of like four random options or three random options, I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's something similar to that, because I mean the gifts are hidden. I mean, you can memorize which ones you get from them, but maybe they add in a little bit of randomness somehow.
The difficulty now that I'm thinking about it is like, how would that work with like the arms? Would the arms still be like flying away while you did your B special?
It's true, because when like in the game, when you get the special ability, you get all your limbs back. Maybe it's kind of like Little Mac, how he builds up his KO punch. Your B attacks do something, but then you can build up once it gets full. You like activate the present and you get an ability, and that kind of changes things. And your special B attacks are improved by the ability you've gotten.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. This is actually a cool character for Smash. I think this would be a fun one to play. I think you could, so for if we're just going straight B moves as well, the side B could be the buzzsaw that he can grab on certain levels. It's like, goes across the level, yeah, with the buzzsaw. The like standing B could be the blunder bust gun, like pulls out the gun. Just, up B, I think, should be his super jump.
He has a super jump? Oh,
yeah,
the
you have your standard jump,
the
spinny and
then saw. The yeah, jumping saw attack, essentially.
The like sonic spin jump, essentially, that doesn't hurt anybody. It's not, yeah.
Sonic spin jump that doesn't hurt anyone.
Yeah, I mean like Sonic has his jumps spin jump where he turns into like the ball. He'll fly around.
That definitely hurts people.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like that, but it doesn't hurt people.
Oh,
it's
but it doesn't.
Similar
oh, okay,
animation of just like he's jumping so oh, fast God, that he just becomes a ball. And then
oh, literally just his regular jump. I thought you meant like the buzzsaw special jump.
No, just his okay, regular jump. But he has two jumps. He has like the hop and the jump. And the jump you can't shoot while jumping. So I feel like.
That makes sense, I think.
Yeah. And then
kind of like Lucario's up B, which I'm pretty sure can't hurt people.
Let's see here. I think for his, because what would you do for like his charge attacks and stuff? Because if we have
you
it
where throw he's, you throw limbs extra hard.
You throw them farther, so you can like charge it to throw it farther, or it just does more damage when it hits on the initial punch.
Well, I think they've got to have a little risk reward, so they'd have to go further, which would make them take longer to come back.
Yeah. How about
but they can still hit people on the way back in the game, right? So
yeah, but we also he also needs an up A attack and a down A attack.
I think up A, he just throws it straight up. Oh, down A is
gonna,
like the classic double direction.
I was going to say
one limb each way.
The up A should be raising a flag. And that does damage.
Oh, that'd be pretty good. Yeah.
And then the down A.
They gotta have bees.
Oh, somewhere. Yeah. Yeah, that should be. That should be a thing. Like, we bring in those bees. That could just be the standard special.
The neutral special, yeah.
It sends out a bee. But then you have, like...
That's something that you have to be some sort of limit for it. So yeah. You can't just, like, spam it.
That has to be something you have to, like, charge up. Kind of like Cloud's limit break.
Oh, yeah.
So there you go. There you go. There's a lot of cool things you could do. I think maybe a down bee could be he throws a flea egg out, and that, like, breaks and a flea jumps around.
But he hates fleas.
Yeah, that's true. That would be it. Would go against his character. How about Rocky Fella? His down B makes one of those heads pop out and shoot like a, you know what I'm.
I wouldn't know too much.
It should just be skip that. It should just be those barrels that all fly from off screen. It should just be like random things like that he can throw out, like barrels that go across the entirety of the screen that are difficult to dodge and very fast. Like,
aren't that stuff? They're usually locks.
They're logs, and they're sometimes squash things.
Oh yeah, they have squashes for some reason.
Yeah, I like this. I like this a lot. Final smash. What would his final?
He gets
smash
the spring shoes.
Spring.
And
shoes?
It's probably got to be something to do with the UFO. I feel like that's kind of his best item.
So yeah, he grabs the present and it like turns him into the UFO, and then he just lasers someone and that sends him off.
Yeah,
that'd be fun. Some cool animations with that. Well, now I just want this to be a thing. I even if they don't add pluck, I love the idea of a character with like a boomerang style melee attack. Could be fun.
Kind of like Mega Man, but worse. More annoying.
Mega Man?
Yeah, his like basic attack just shoots those piddly shots that like don't do anything. Everything he does is ranged.
Yeah. But, like, Mega Man doesn't have a boomerang style thing. That's what I'm talking about. It's, like, this high risk of, like, punch forward and then get it on the comeback. Like, this is... I think that's a cool mechanic for a Smash Bros. Character.
It's like how I play Link, where you just throw boomerangs every time you're not actively punching someone in the head.
Yeah! Yeah! Man. Good times. Well, that's it for this episode of Nintendo Pals. Thank you so much for the questions from the community. We appreciate that. Hey, if you want to submit questions, join up our Discord or hit us up in the comment section on Twitter, X Twitter, all those places. Micah, where can people find you on the internet?
You can find me on Twitch at Micah Prime.
And you can find me gallivanting around on Andross1 and Twitch and YouTube. You can also follow the show, Nintendo Pals, on all the platforms, most all the platforms. Huge thanks to Roger Pollard for making our intro music and our logo. If you want to check out more of his work, links in the description. And with that, let's close out this episode with a shout out to our Patreon supporters through the Patreon Poke Wrap. We close every episode with, and we will close this episode with right now.
We gotta wrap some Patreon.
You just do the scene. I'll take care of the hard part.
Let's get it on.
We want to be the best that ever was. And shout out our pals over on Patreon.
LPD, Razor, Retrologic Dan, Tim the Nintendo Dash, Slim Tour, Spider Chan, Solo Something, Mute Dog the Gamer, Little Miss Seven, and Monkey Thunder.
Catch em, gotta catch em all. Gotta catch em all. Patreon.
Kid, Fiesta, Third Strongest Mold, Fedorable Will, All, and Seth Sturgeon, Cosmic, Purple, Viola, That Fast John, and all the plays too.
Gotta catch them all, gotta catch them all!
Yeah!
Gotta catch them all, gotta catch them all!
Yeah!
Gotta catch
them
all, Patreon!
Thank you all so much for listening, and we'll talk to you in the next episode. Happy Plocktober. Bye-bye.